Hello, this is Curtis once again, and Omnic is in the background, and we're going to read The Preference, which is written by Wendell Stevens. I met Wendell once several years ago, and I wasn't able to get a copy of her one and only book he had with him, From Venus I Came. But he's the one who published this first, and Omnic said that you're in the background, right, Omnic? Hello.
I'm here.
Hello. And you said that you wrote a lot of letters to Wendell, and it took years until he finally published her book, and that's when it was first in print.
He was in prison.
That's a whole nother issue.
He was in prison because he didn't want to turn over his UFO photographs that he took in the Air Force from planes. To the government. The government was claiming them, and he was saying they were his property.
Oh. Oh.
So they put him in prison, and then they broke into his home and confiscated everything.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason they're doing this. It isn't like, I mean, this is a real subject.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a real subject, they wouldn't care.
No, he had the photo archives, you know, of UFO experiences from all over the world, and a lot of the photographs he had taken, and the government was objecting to him making it public.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fighting to keep these records and photographs, you know, in his own... in his ability to have them and own them. And when they confiscated stuff, they took things that I had left with him.
That you left with him?
Yeah, that I had given to him when he told me he was interested in publishing the book.
Oh, do you want to tell us what you gave him?
There was photographs, there was a tape of me doing a dance, and there was plant specimens that I had brought from Venus to Earth and had preserved and given to him.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. I didn't know any of that.
Well, it was all lost, you know, because they took everything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, here's what he wrote, and this is in this wonderful, beautiful book, The Venusian Trilogy, that everyone should have a copy of this. This is a treasure. And you'll see when we get, next Thursday, we'll start reading chapter one, but for now, let's do the preference.
Okay.
All right, this is by Wendell C. Stevens. He was in the Army. And he was a lieutenant colonel, and when Omnic met him, he was retired.
Yeah, he was an Air Force pilot.
Air Force pilot, yes. He flew about everything.
Yeah.
All right, he writes, "We've had reports of UFO visitors from Venus from the oldest histories of the Teotihuacan and in modern UFO history. A number of UFO contactees were told that their visitors were from Venus. Among the ones who released extensive accounts of these visits are George Adamski, Howard Menger, Kevin Rowe, Bill Keldin, the Mitchell sisters, Frank and Tarna Halsey, and Dr. Wilbert B. Smith and more. Our visitor in this book claims conscious physical transfer from Venus in her Venus body, here to Earth in the same physical body, which was, according to her description, densified by stages to live in third density physical. She did not come alone, and she came in a ship which was also densified by stages, also as to be physical in third density reality in order to operate here. She and her party and the densified ship were all brought to Earth together, in company with others, in a large cigar-shaped transport ship. Final densification took place here on Earth at a temple in the Himalayas, where she learned to adjust to the new conditions on Earth. Omnic has managed to bring some of her advanced capabilities into our physical density level, although much was lost to its degree. She can still read minds and see auras, feel the experiences of others from their previous lifetimes, and perceive future events before they happen. She dominates the out-of-body travel and, to a certain extent, the telekinetic manipulation of matter. She can, for example, open locked doors in specific situations. She has both an excellent conscious memory of many of her own previous lives and the full memory of her past life on Venus before she was brought here. She can attract butterflies and small birds on her hand and pet them, and wild animals do not run away from her. She writes poems with the same ease with which she writes letters. In one of her letters to me, she quickly noted the following, and there's 8 lines here. She writes, "There is a place we long to be. In its our home, it is our home eternally. We travel there when our bodies sleep at night, only to return by day's early light. Soul am I, and you as well, within this cage of clay we dwell. To experience life are lessons we must learn, until eons from now our freedom we shall earn." Signed, Sheila, 1983. And Wendell's last two paragraphs. "Since Omna came to Earth in 1955, she, as Sheila, has led an insignificant life most of the time. The manuscript of her Venusian life she already completed in 1975. She believes that we will soon see an increase in UFO activity and that many incarnated extraterrestrials in earthly bodies will also become aware of their true identity and make themselves public. So when you read this account, do not discount it as science fiction or another spiritual nut seeking attention. You will be reading the conscious recollection of one of those fourth density personalities adjusted back to third density on a benevolent mission for her people and the Venusian spirits taking the grade over again among us and to us for our own benefit as hosts to the spiritual immigrants. Here then is the story of Omnic Onik from Venus. Signed, Wendell C. Stevens, Lieutenant Colonel, retired." And the next is Chapter 1. It's "From Venus I Came," and we'll be reading this next Thursday. But Omnic, I think I'm going to read the first paragraph, and the second paragraph is only one sentence.
Okay.
And we'll read this next Thursday, but just to get everyone to hear Omnic's words in this recording, she writes, and this is in, what, something like 1966 you wrote this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a special year. She writes, and we'll read this again Thursday, but I'll just read these two paragraphs now.
Yeah.
"It was in the deep of night among the remote mountains and desert wilderness of Nevada that the glowing spaceship touched down. The odd humming sound steadily became fainter and fainter. Then, as if from nowhere, a round opening appeared in the circular craft, and several figures stepped down into the headlights of an approaching car. One was a tall, handsome man with his long blonde hair neatly tucked away under a hat. Beside him stood a little girl, and the ship's pilot. And this next paragraph. Minutes later, the tall man and his little blonde niece were on their way down the bumpy desert road while the mysterious spaceship sped off into the starry sky. This is going to be so amazing for people to hear this. And it's beautiful, Omnic.
Thank you.
Really, really beautiful. So we'll continue this next Thursday.
Okay. And thank you very much.
Hold on, Omnic. Don't hang up. I'll just close for now, and we'll start again on Thursday. But don't hang up. Hold on.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.